if they were going to have master's program, he was planning on going back. He was going to quit working graveyard. He was going to go to school full time.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. Sorry
to hear that. I said, well, she told me how much credits he's got, 750 credits already.
Oh.
I guess by the end of the semester. And so, well, he's got that many credits, he's ready to rest.
All right. That's the way down. Yeah, he can take, I'll see, he's got both Greek and Hebrew, doesn't he? Does he have Greek?
Partial.
Hmm.
He dropped Greek.
That's right.
This semester.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he had to choose one or the other, Greek and Hebrew, so continue. Well, we got that Advanced Theological Principles at least, but that's only 2 hours. It's not worth changing your whole schedule for. Okay, we left off in Genesis chapter 3, verse 12, I think, somewhere thereabouts. Yeah, I think we did verse 12. The buck was passed. And, okay, I think we're at verse 13.
Standing.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it is standing. Standing with me. Which you gave standing with me.
Well,
so Gary clicked it up.
For human, Umadai.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be my column, my pillar.
Oh, is that right?
But
interesting.
So, my
standing ones.
Standing with me. My standing ones.
Mm-hmm. That is interesting.
Standing with me, my standing.
Yeah,
one.
My column, my strength.
Yeah. So in effect, we have what you gave to be my standing ones, you know. And. Mm-hmm. It is.
Not plural, but singular.
Yeah, this one's singular here. He was talking about another place where it was plural. Okay.
That would be a good way to end
today. I suppose. Yeah. Or I'd probably take it loosely, the one you gave to stand beside me or something like that, stand with me. Getting the with me just from the context and from the first person suffix. Okay. It says, she is given to me of the tree and I ate. And verse 13 then, who's up next? Does anybody remember who did that last one?
Okay.
You read it? Okay. Doug, I guess you're up next then, if you want to. Okay. If you'd rather defer, we can. Okay.
Okay, verse 13.
13, yeah.
Okay. Vayomer, Yahweh, Elohim, Vahisha, Mazo,
Asita. Asit, yeah. Ma'azov Asit.
Watomer, Aisha, Hanakash, Kishi, Ani, Okel.
Okay.
And the island below said to the woman, what is this?
Yes, what is this you did?
And she said, and the woman said, it's May.
Right. Gets the buck passed, went down one more on the line here.
And I hate.
Yeah.
So I know
it means deceived. Yeah, the snake deceived me. Looks like a hip feel from.
Nasha.
Yeah, from either Nasha. Yeah, that'd probably be what it is. Look at that first. Yeah, it looks like a hifio. And then, and I ate. So the serpent, the snake deceived me and I ate.
Nasha is youth, teenagers and families, where to go astray.
Mm-hmm.
Cause to go astray.
Cause to go astray, then, would be the Hithiel. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. We're starting to get good at figuring out what the roots are on these.
And, another verb, same one. It's the way that you can call of this one to be there go astray.
Okay. What's it normally used in PL or something?
Hithiel.
Oh, it's normally used in Hithiel. Okay. Verse 14 then, and Peter, unless there's any more questions here, I think we pretty well have it. That one verb was the only thing that was difficult there. Although we got that emphatic mazoth, asit, you know. What is this you have done? Okay.
Vayomer Yahweh Elohim el Hanahash ki asita zo arur ata mikol habehema mikol chayat asade al gechoneka elek ve afar tokal
Chayaka.
Okay. And Yahweh Elohim said to the snake, because you've done this, cursed are you.
Mm-hmm.
Above all the beast.
Mm-hmm.
And above all the beasts of the field.
Okay, or every beast of the field, you could say, with the singular there, full with the singular. Okay. So above every beast of the field, above all beasts, and then above all every beast of the field. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Upon your bone.
Yeah, your belly.
Your belly.
Mm-hmm.
You will go.
Mm-hmm.
And a pharmacy dust.
Yes, it is.
Dust you will eat.
Mm-hmm.
All the days of your life.
Right. Okay, good. Dust you will eat all the days of your life. All right, any questions there? The only thing new is the word for belly there, I suppose. But everything else is pretty straightforward. Oh, they do? Oh, yeah, they change the whole, make it all.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Uh-huh.
You read?
Huh. Maybe just set it apart, you know, and make it more emphatic, too. Okay, 15, John.
Weba Isha Ishi Ashi. Beineka Uvein.
Yeah, that's a...
Uvein, okay, Uvein.
Mm-hmm.
Anisha, Uvein, Zar Akka,
mm-hmm.
Uvein, Zar A.
Mm-hmm.
Who, Yeshufaka.
Or just, yeah, you're right, yeah, Yeshufaka. Mm-hmm.
Rosh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go right there.
Mm-hmm.
To shoot
the new cave. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It means enmity. They translate it. Enmity. It's a noun. Then your verb is this means to set, to place. Is it Saf? Do we have that before?
Yeah.
Shaf? Mm-hmm.
Okay. So enmity, I will set.
Mm-hmm.
Between your...
Just be between you.
Between you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, between...
Okay. He's talking to the serpent. So he says, between you, masculine singular, and between the woman. And, you know, he's got lots of betweens here.
Between you,
though. Yes, right. Between you.
Between
it's because she's got the suffix on it. Yeah, between you and between the woman.
The woman.
Mm-hmm.
And between
Zara's seed.
Mm-hmm. And between her seed.
Mm-hmm.
Between your. Okay, speaking of that, who is the your seed then?
Yeah.
Between the seed of the serpent then, and between.
Right.
Between your seed.
Yeah, it's to bruise. That's what they give here. Bruise or crush.
Okay, so the emphatic he will bruise
mm-hmm.
her head.
And
now,
or no, and
you,
again,
will bruise. Now that,
yeah, there's, what they've got is a suffix on both these. It's kind of an interesting construction. Literally, it's, and he will bruise. Well, the first one was he will bruise you, the head. Bruise you in the head, something is the idea. Because you see, the suffix is on the end of the verb there. So he will bruise you with reference to the head.
Bruise you head.
Yeah. And then you will bruise him with reference to the heel.
From that imperfect, that you must be him again. You.
Yes.
You, an archaeo, obviously must be heel, but.
Yeah, right. It means heel. Yeah. Yeah, archaeo. We get ya'ako from that, too. It's a. To grab the heel, supplanter. At least that's the way many derive it.
And you will bruise the heel.
Yeah, and you shall bruise him, the heel, him in the heel. You know, so he will bruise you in the head, and you'll bruise him in the heel. That's the idea. Yeah, him referring to the seed, or referring, you know, it to the, referring maybe it back to the seed. Her seed. Mm-hmm.
Further, the children translate this, will foresee his family, mother.
Uh-huh.
To them, for here, we have who, he,
mm-hmm.
all souls,
hmm.
In the master.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's probably what they're doing. They're emphasizing that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's really no reason necessarily to do that. Of course, if you take sperma as neuter, you know, that may be the... You know, if their word is neuter, then they have a certain kind of a problem there. In Hebrew, the he could either just be referring back to the seed... And you needn't have any personification. You could technically translate it. But because of the fact that we know that the seed we're talking about is masculine, just because of the fact that even back there in their day, you really wouldn't talk about a woman's, you know, a daughter or something in the lineage. That was not that significant anyway. So they probably just, even on the basis of that, even if you weren't looking at the messianic implications, you could do that. Okay. Any other questions there? See that bane there used again and again and again. And you have to kind of split this up into two groups. It's not, I will put enmity between you and the woman and your seed and her seed. In other words, enmity between all of those, but as I would put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. Kind of make a pause between them, have two sets of them. Although bane can be strung together, you know, to have. And usually when we think of between, it's between one thing and another. We only have two things contrasted, but they'll sometimes string banes out and have three or more things involved. Okay. Verse 16 then, who's next? Price? Oh, or Eric, I'm sorry. I missed you there. I guess I was just talking to you, so I thought you'd read. All right.
El Hadisa Hamad.
Increasing it will increase, or it's got that infinitive plus the. It might be a Hitfield too. Hitfield infinitive. Let me check it here. I think it's from Rob. I think it is a Hitfield infinitive. Either that, or this might just be an adjective built from the same thing. Greatly will I increase. That's what they give down here. Now, I'm not sure, but we better check and see if that is the form for the infinitive, the Hitfield infinitive of this thing. But if not, then it's just an adjective built from that. Or an adverb, I mean.
Infinitive absolute.
Okay, infinitive absolute, yeah. So that's a really irregular one for infinitive absolute. Okay, so it is infinitive absolute, so it's that idiom of increasing, I will increase. Okay.
Your pain, I guess.
Yes, your pain or your sorrow. Mm-hmm.
Your pain and your.
They give conception for this, and your conception. But
your conception.
Yeah. So, grace, greatly increase your pain and your conception.
Your pain.
Mm-hmm.
You will bear. Yeah. You will come.
Right.
Your son.
Mm-hmm.
Toward your man, toward your husband.
Mm-hmm.
You will desire.
Yes. Toward your husband, you will desire. Your desire will be toward your husband. Mm-hmm.
So you desire, you will desire you. Or is
it? Well, let's see. Toward your husband.
Toward him.
Yeah, it's your desire shall be, they give here. Oh, that's. Yeah, I think you have to say you will desire, toward your husband you will desire, because of the suffix. Well, let me check here. Yeah. Yeah, that's really.
Sure.
Yeah, he shall rule over you. Yeah, we better look up this verb and break it down, because that one.
That's from Shuk.
Okay.
So they say second person singular feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Suffix.
Yeah.
To Shuka, like.
Right. So we got, yeah. So the question is whether the suffix refers to. Now, this is toward him you shall desire it, or what?
To run, to or? Run after, to desire.
Okay, to run after, to desire. And this is just a feminine form, so. Toward your desire shall be your desire. You almost get a passive idea there, but then you couldn't have a suffix on it. Yeah. Well, that's a tough one. Because you've got an object suffix on it. The question is, how are they conceiving of this verb? It may be just they're looking at it a different way.
Who is unknown? It's unknown.
Oh, wait a minute. It could be... Well, not with the towel.
Your desire.
Yeah, did they make a noun out of it with a towel?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll solve it then.
Both ways, you know, then one of them is
not. Yeah, that's the only way you can do it then. That's tricky because with a towel prefix, you almost naturally, you know, it looks like the same form as that. Okay. So toward your husband shall be your desire. You just have a predication then with a noun here. Okay. That was a little tricky. Okay, verse 17 then. Mostly just vocabulary in this verse then. And he shall rule over you. Okay, verse 17, right.
Shall you, Adam, Amar, he, Shemaat, Akol, Ishtaka, Wat, Okal, Nim, Ha'et, Asher, Suwi, Ik. Tika.
Yeah, Siwi Tika.
Lemor, Lo, Tokal, Eminu, Arura, Ha'adama, Ha'abu, Rekha, Padit, Sabot, Okal, Lena, Ko, Eme, but to the man, but to Adam, he said, because you listened to the voice of your wife and ate from the fruit that tree?
Yes.
From the tree that I commanded you, saying not to eat from it.
Cursed?
Cursed shall be, cursed.
It's feminine because it's ground. It's,
cursed shall be the ground.
Mm-hmm. We had Ba'avur, I think. It's, yeah, for your sake or because of you. Ba'avuraka, you know, you got, you just the suffix on it, but Ba'avur means because of or on account of, or something like that. So the cursed would be the ground because of you, or on your sake, for your sake.
Because of you.
This is sorrow again. Sorrow.
In sorrow, you eat.
Mm-hmm. Referring to the ground again, you shall eat it. Yeah, in sorrow, you shall eat it.
So eat it all the days of your life.
Mm-hmm. All the days of your life. Okay. Interesting verb. Maybe we could just stop and take a quick look at the verbal sequences here. We see in verse 17, he starts off with, and to the man he said. Now, why do we have Amar there in a normal perfect form? Why isn't it converted if it's past tense narrative? Yeah. Yeah, it's disjunctive construction because you got the verb, you have nothing, something other than the verb first. Any reason you can see why you'd have something other than the verb first here and want a disjunctive construction?
Because you want to say, you've done this.
Yeah, and remember what's happened here. He just talked to the woman. Now he's turning and talking to the man. So I think you can kind of see, you know, he got finished talking to the woman, and now he's, but to the man he said, you see, you get this kind of a turn in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a reason for that. So then you go to a perfect form, Amar, and then you've got a key clause, Ki Shamatha. There's again a perfect, because the key clause is introducing a different thing now. It's not part of the sequence. Then your next verb, Tokal, have you eaten? You start off with Shamatha, and you've got a perfect form, and then Shamata, excuse me, and then you have an imperfect continuing in that series. Then you get an Asher again, And that puts you in another clause, which I commanded, so you go back to a perfect, saying, lo tochal. Why do you have an imperfect there with lo tochal, even though there's a disjunctive construction? Technically, because of the negative.
Back to the command of how he actually said it.
Right. And remember, a negative command was, you know, if you want to make a prohibition, you use lo or al plus the imperfect. Okay? And let's see, what else did I want to observe here? But I just wanted to point out some of these sequence relationships, yeah.
Talk about that, ba'al,
that's the negative. Did you? Okay. Isn't it? Is it?
Except
that. Be interesting to see how often it's used, because I don't recall even running into it before. That's interesting. Okay. Yeah, we ran into a thing in grad class the last hour where Baal was used, just a Beth Lama with Pathak. And it was used in the same with a Makaif, you know, used as a negative just in front of a, just like all or some of the others. So that's good. Okay. Right. Those, what did I run across on those? There was a Samak for some of them, and there was another letter. And it had to do with the kind of pause there was. I just read that the other day, but I've forgotten it now. It has to do with the kind of breakdown of the paragraphs or something. And they sometimes, you know, put notes down at the bottom about them. Pay? Yeah, maybe that was it. Okay, it's either Samak or Pay. And one of them introduces something that's got a, you know, there's a bigger pause between than the others, and I don't recall now which is which.
The pays are ending paragraphs.
Okay.
I think the Samak there is between sentences.
Okay.
It's probably.
I think the Samak is the lesser pause then.
Yes. So, in this one here, they have.
Okay.
So or so, which means in.
Mm-hmm.
It's apparently a short form of sofa or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pay would probably be. It could be pasuk or it could be. I don't read German, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, so see what you can see. You have one of these samaks after he's spoken to the devil, to the serpent. Then you have the samak there, and then you have to the woman he said. He gives that, and then after that there's a samak, and then to the man. So it looks like you're setting up that pause there. And then with the pathak, you know, you get with the pay, you get a larger pause, paragraph type of break. This isn't such a big pause that you start new paragraphs, but it's a pause in the conversation. Okay, that explains it. That's all we need to know. Okay. So 17 then. Was that the only question you had on that, Doug?
Yeah.
At the stomach? Okay. Verse 17 then, and who's next? Is it your turn? Okay.
Verse
15. 17, I believe. You did 17. Okay. All right. You just asked a question about that. Okay. So 18 is the one we're up to.
Wadar. Satmiya. Lak. Wakalsa.
Mm-hmm. Put a couple scenes in a row on you. After that. Mm-hmm. Okay. These are just nouns here. The first one's thorns, and the second one's thistles, according to the interlinear. Mm-hmm. Thorns and thistles.
Okay, thorns, thistles.
This is a verb meaning to bring forth. Okay, so thorns and thistles. Oh, yes. Okay, yeah, that's where it ends. Yeah, thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to you, and you shall eat the plant of the field. Okay. Herb of the field. Dardar is an interesting word there for thistles, I give it. I don't know if it's onomatopoetic here or not. It's what you say when you get stuck or something. Yes, yeah, the ground shall bring forth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all the way back up to the previous verse where Ha'adama. That's why it's literally she bring forth, or it means feminine. And you don't have any S, excuse me, on those two nouns because they're both anarthrous. Okay. Well, that's a good question. They look like they're probably collectives or something. Are you looking up Dardar?
Yeah.
They translate them in the interlinear as plurals, but the forms are singular, so I would assume they're either collectives or particularized.
The singular from Dardar, the to fly around.
Okay. Probably talking about the little things that fly off from the thistles and so forth, the lightweight.
Apparently used as brambles, weeds.
Mm-hmm.
As those growing luxuriantly.
Mm.
Oh, good. Mm. So they're
going to
bring forth a luxuriant
thistle. Yeah, right. Thistles is what they put in the linear.
What is it called?
Kotz was thorns. Does it say anything about whether it's used as a collective or not or anything like that? Because it's a singular form here.
I just said non-masculine singular.
Okay. Well, it could mean just being in a thorn and a thistle shall bring forth, and just particularizing it, I suppose. It's obviously got some kind of a collective sense here in the context, at least.
It must be
they're putting that
dar and then just repeating it.
Well, we've seen things like that with the pil-pils and stuff, you get a similar idea.
Radiate or flow freely, so maybe it's what you're saying. It's all everywhere.
Weed.
I don't know.
Rapid spreading idea.
Dar.
It's dar and dar and everywhere. Okay. Over dar and over dar and over dar. Yeah, okay. You've got to have a little humor to keep things going here. But that could be a way to remember it, you know. You had to memorize the vocabulary. All right. Yeah. Any other questions on verse 18? Yeah, check Kotz too. They give thorns plural here. It may be that both of these is what he may be saying is the thorn and the thistle will it bring forth to you. In other words, conceptually, not just only going to bring forth one thorn bush or one thistle bush, but that we often talk that way, so there shouldn't be any trouble.
That's
weed. Oh,
I see. Kotz comes from Kotz.
Oh, okay.
To cut off. Thorn bush.
Okay, the cutting may be either you get cut when you touch them, or it may be, I've heard it claimed that a thorn is an aborted branch, you know, it's a branch that's been cut off in effect of not continuing to grow. It'd be interesting the way they conceived of it. Probably more likely that it cuts you. Yeah, and it sounds also, even if it were true, it'd be more of a biological thing, you know, the technical thing that they wouldn't.
Yeah. And there's another form, Kotz, that to lower the rapport. They're saying it's coming from this other one, to cut.
Mm.
I can certainly see where it's going.
Sure, right.
The more.
I'll see.
Particularly the thorns they had over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are not pleasant at all. If you've ever had any encounters with them. Okay. Trying to get blackberry lines out of your yard or something. Okay, 19. Peter.
The Zeah of Pekah Togal Lehem of Shibika El Hadma I Menena Lukahta.
Yeah, Lukahta, yeah, Lukahta.
Ki afar ata le'el afar kashu.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, this is the word for sweat, I guess, by the sweat. And the sweat of your brow. Perspiration.
No, yeah. Sweat of your nose.
Yeah, of your, yeah, like the sweat of your face. Well, they put face here, but it's literally nose. You know.
Fan would be face.
Yeah, fan would be face. Afika, afeka.
Is
nose is plural.
Is in the sweat.
Yeah, in the sweat of your face, okay. Or by they put by here, but they're making an instrumental. In the sweat of your nostrils, it looks like here.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll eat a bread. Until
Shubeka, Shuba, Shuba.
That's a verb. Yeah,
attitude. Yeah, return, to return.
Until you return to Hanadama, so you return to the ground.
Mm-hmm. In the sense of death.
That he swallows there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
Namena, from it?
Yeah, from it, referring to the ground. For from it?
Mm-hmm. You have taken?
Yeah, you have been taken, so
oh,
it's passive.
Taken,
yeah.
Pu'al?
Yeah, either, it looks like either Pu'al or either that or one of those call passes.
You were taken.
But with the dog-ish there, I think it's Pu'al, yeah. Mm-hmm. So from out of it, you were taken.
Because dust are you,
mm-hmm.
To dust,
yes.
You will return.
Yes. For dust are you, and from dust you will return. Yeah, and the L is real graphic there. Toward dust you shall return. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that really... Somehow when you read it in Hebrew, the impact of it gets stronger. Mm-hmm. You know, you ask a lot of questions like that, huh?
Do they really sound like two
It's pretty common in
yeah.
Pretty common in funerals. I've got a little book of
the curse over the dead.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think I've done about 3 funerals now. And,
that's really what you're doing. You know, that's the curse.
Yeah, it's almost always for relatives, you know, people outside the church. Because here, we, you know, if it's somebody in the church, we just have a glorious, you know. But the book that I got this little book of all these, you know, things you're supposed to say. Just really something. Some of them are so depressing.
Have you ever used it?
Not really. I mean, I use some things. Usually I just rewrite things in there, so I've got something to look at, you know. Everybody expects you to have a little black book, you know. But it's an Assembly of God one, so it's Pentecostal, but it's still... You know, I hate to see what a Lutheran one would look like.
You should just get a little black
book with blank pages. Yeah, right. As long as they think you're following some traditional thing, you're okay. And you can say anything you want. Pre-salvation message.
That's beautiful. Can I see that book so I can get it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, you guys will get a chance to do some of that someday. I'll assure you that weddings are definitely more edifying.
Yeah.
Although you can reach some people, you know, people are in a state where, you know, the main reason I even choose to do a funeral outside is just, I think all the ones I've done there, no, I guess one of them was unsaved, and the other ones were saved, but, yeah, but even when they're unsaved, well, you can, you know, you about all you can do is to talk about the person is just to say some things about what their family had said and so forth, but you can get right to the heart of the message, you know, preaching the gospel, and lots of advantage. You can take a lot of advantage at instances like that.
They're listening.
Yeah, they do. They listen. They do. Okay.
Where is it?
Dust you are, dust you shall return. Verse 20. Who's John? Are you next?
Vayikra ha'adam shem. Ishto chawa.
Chawa.
Chawa ki kiu haipa im kol chai.
Okay.
And then the man called the name of his woman or his wife Chawa.
Chawa.
Chawa. Which somehow means Eve.
Yeah. Good. If you can figure that one out. Yeah. I've heard, though, for Jewish girls, the name Chava is probably what it's from, Chava, you know, because a lot of them pronounce the W as a V. So that's probably where that one's from. Okay.
They dropped the Chava because it was too hard.
Maybe. I think they say Chava, you know. We just... But the stress should be in the last syllable, Chava, you know, at least earlier. Maybe they've changed that. And maybe this other word I've heard is a shortened form of something else too. But anyway, you can see the connection though from the chaya for living. You'll see, because with the waw is an older form with the that had the yod.
Because she was mother of, I guess you'd say, every living.
Yeah, every living thing, yeah. Of all living or every living thing. So when Adam called the name of his wife Eve, because she was the mother of every of all living, or Chawa. Yeah, there's pretty good support for it, because you do see him right in the same verses sometimes, you know. Because some of the names have been around older. And like in Yahweh too, you know, you have the Wow there, and things like names. They've been around long. They don't change the name, spelling of the name, but the word verb they may change. So I think there's pretty good support for that interchange.
It's interesting too that this is proof against the evolution.
Oh.
She is the mother of every living thing.
Yeah.
Of course, every has to be qualified, but obviously the qualification is that which is human and that which
right.
doesn't have.
Right. Otherwise, there's no significance to her name at all. Yeah. Yeah. Good point. They just say, oh, that's all just, you know, take it all metaphorically, which means we just throw it out. That's all it means. Because you can't do anything. You can't, metaphoric of what, you know? Okay. Last verse, verse 21. Who's Eric?
My up, Yahweh Elohim, the Adam, to the Ishto, Katan, Yahweh, or Ba Yah,
okay, Vayal Bishem. Vayal Bishem. It's a good one.
And Yahweh God made to Adam and to his wife
tunics or coats or something like that. They give coats here. Probably anglicize it, I suppose. Skins. You know, coats of the skin is there. The next word. Coats of skin. So. This verb means to. Well, no, they give the meaning of this as to clothe.
Oh.
To clothe them. He clothed them. Okay.
You're jumping ahead of James, huh?
So, or is not light?
That's with an I, Aleph. This is with an ayin.
Very interesting, though.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you
clothe
them
in
or, but instead they were...
No, now they're clothed with skin. Yeah, with a different or. Either or. Okay, 22. Right.
Vayomer Yahweh Elohim,
Ha'adam, Hayah, Ka'akad, Deminu, Wa, Da'a, To, Wa-Ra, Wa-Ata, and Islak, Ado, Wa-Vakak, Gan, Ne'et, Ha'ayim, Wa-Akal, Wa-Kai, Wa-Olam. And Yahweh God said, thus Adam, man was,
you might just say, behold, with that chain, it's like in Yarkin A, excuse me.
Behold.
In the form. Behold.
Man has become like one from us.
Okay, yeah, one from us.
To know good and evil. And you?
No, it's if with an aleph it would be, but it looks just like it. But now, and now.
Okay, and now, but.
Yeah, to send. Yeah, lest he send. So it's kind of an idiom here. Yado. No, yado is his hand. So it's lest he send forth his hand. Lest he put forth his hand.
Lest he put forth
his hand and take also the tree of life. Right.
And eat.
And live.
Live.
Forever. Yeah, and live forever. And then the rest of it's going to be the verse stops in the middle of the sentence here. Okay, good. So, and Yahweh God said, behold, the man has become, they translated, or could be just translated, is as one of us. Although the become is just coming from the context. So, behold, the man is as one of us to know good and evil. Now, lest he put forth his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. Okay. 23 then. Doug?
You shall lastly read Yahweh, Elohim, Megan, Avian, Ha'avod, Yad, Ha'amat, Ha'adama, Asher, Luca, and Sean.
Okay. Yeah, that's the. Yeah, it just sent him singular. Ehu, it's just, it's a longer ending, but.
Isn't that appeal with the Dagesh?
Oh, yes, it's a PL imperfect. PL imperfect with the suffix. So it means to send forth, expel, send forth violently, I suppose.
Yeah.
Thrust out.
Thrust.
Mm-hmm. This means to till, to serve the ground, kind of, as,
oh, yeah.
Just to till the ground. It's a pu'al form here, in the play.
Actually, it's a PL. Can I look it up?
They gave it as a PL?
They gave it as a PL. Present.
From the
third person.
It's a passive idea. The ground from which he was taken. That's what you're looking for, see? In other words, it's the ground which he was taken from it.
Yeah.
you know, from there, the ground which he was taken from there. Now check that again. With those same vowel points, ooh, ah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Unless they're considering it a PL passive or something. But it wouldn't be any different than a pu'al then.
Excuse me, it does say pu'al.
Okay. Yeah, so it should be pu'al. That's a nice, perfect, nice regular old pu'al except for the three guttural. Okay, 24, Peter.
Vai garesh if Adam Vayashki Kidin Lagan Dane Aiden Eh Kurubin Eh Laha Ha Ha Herev Hami Ha Pekin Lishmore Eh
There, eight, ha, chayim.
Okay. Garish,
would that drive out? Drive out, yeah. And he drove out the man, and... This is to place, or to set, or fix, or again, there's lots of words for that.
And he set,
from the east or at the east.
At the east of the Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
Haku
cherub. Yeah, the cherub, and it's actually plural here too. Yeah, he's at the cherubim, or cherubim. So either it's plural of majesty, or there were more than one.
Okay, cherubim. And lahat.
Yeah, cherub is sword. So this means a flaming sword. That's what they give it, a flaming sword.
Wow.
Yeah. And this is a hithiel participle here. I mean, a hithpiel participle. Hamith apechet. Hamith apechet. And they give whirling around here. This is a very interesting one. It's kind of whirling back and forth. It's got this reciprocal idea, back and forth motion. It's a very interesting one to do a word study on. What's that? Yes, yeah. When we're whirling around like that, you can't see where it is, and it's like going through a helicopter blade or a propeller or something. You know, you can't.
To keep the way of the tree of life.
Mm-hmm. Keep the way of the tree of life. Okay, good. Well, that's a good place to end, right at chapter 4. I don't know. I was thinking, I thought we'd get a little further today, so I wasn't going to worry too much about getting into 4, but I think that gives us our familiarity here. I think I'd like to move now. You know, the rest of the narrative is going to be indicative, you know, pretty typical of this. We could go a little bit later in Genesis and take something, but we've already done some reading about Joseph and so forth in Lambdon. So I'll be thinking about it, but I'd like to maybe move on now into something else. Maybe take a look at Exodus a little bit, and different kinds of narrative. So we'll be open for suggestions. So if you have any for next time, maybe we could take a look at the Exodus itself, and, you know, Exodus chapter, well, even the Passover maybe a little bit, Exodus 12.